time for the jokes. A dad joke tonight. My wife asked me to get 6 cans of Sprite at the store. I realized when I got home that I had picked 7 up. Okay. Moms out there can relate to that, especially my wife's family, which had 7 children. Anyway, for the radio trivia tonight, which company ended up developing the first radio network in the USA? Could it be a surprise? AT&T. AT&T had been experimenting with public address systems, long distance, that's trunk lines, and vacuum tube radio transmitters. So they were quickly able to use telephones amplified with vacuum tubes to interconnect radio stations in the early 1920s and provide what's called simulcasting. RCA, along with Westinghouse and GE, tried to form their own network by boosting your station's transmitter outputs. They also tried using leased telegraph lines and by sending shortwave transmissions, which can travel further. But they just couldn't compete with a telecommunications giant like AT&T. However, in 1926, RCA bought out AT&T's network, which then became the National Broadcasting Company, or NBC. Okay, we're going to get into the net, and this is the way it's going to work. First, we're going to have announcements. There'll be a little truncated today. Then we're going to have check-ins. We'll do the online check-in confirmations and then any late check-ins or visitors. We'll read the Ameron intelligence brief. We'll get into the Channel 3 project, and at the end of that, we'll close the net and have any discussions or questions. And announcements. Ladies first, please.
WRJX359, Karen.
Karen 359, thank you. Go ahead and take it.
I'd like to invite all of the ladies out there to join in on the Patriot Ladies Net every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. We have lots of topics of discussion. We support one another and we practice our skills. So if you know a lady that's a little bit timid about getting on the radio, have her listen in and hopefully join in. This is WRJX359, Karen. Back to net control.
Hi, thank you, Karen. Want to let you guys know that we're not going to have the Illinois Valley check-in tonight for their announcements because everybody's over at the park doing their celebration of Labor Day. So that will go on at the usual time. So you can go to ivark.org, their website, to get information that's specific to it, and I'll try and touch on a transmission.